Wildlife advocates are criticizing aspects of California's new gray wolf conservation plan, saying it envisions taking them off the endangered species list much too early. The first gray wolf pack in decades crossed over into California from Oregon earlier this year. Amaruk Weiss with the Center for Biological Diversity likes the plan's focus on non-lethal methods of reducing conflict, but worries about the move to strip protections once the population grows to 9 wolf packs.
The state under this plan would consider delisting wolves when there's only around 50 to 75 wolves in the state. That's an incredibly low population of animals to consider delisting. We wouldn't do that for any other species.
The draft plan shows the Golden State has 23,000 square miles of suitable wolf habitat, mostly in rural Northern California. The public comment period on the plan is now open through February 15th. Weiss says the wolves need to number in the thousands in order to support about 500 breeding animals and sustain a healthy population.
Californians want to have wolves back in California in robust enough numbers that they can continue to exist here into the future.
In other western states, livestock producers have objected to larger numbers of wolves. The California Department of Fish and Game will hold 3 public hearings in January and February in Yreka, Sacramento, and Long Beach. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.